Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Advocates, The Narrow Path to Racial Reconciliation, by Dahati Lewis, narrated by Myron Willis. Preface. My name is Dahati Lewis. I am a black man, married to a white woman, pastoring a diverse church. For about a decade, we have been learning and growing from the blessings and challenges we faced as a diverse church. Having different people from different walks of life in the same church family is beautiful, but it's not easy. Diversity is such a buzzword these days, and as pastors, we all seem to want it. It seems most Christians also want to be part of a diverse church, but I've found that once you are in one, you discover how much it challenges some of your most deeply embedded theological convictions. Almost like you can be an expert in knowing your Bible, but when it comes to issues of race and division, the Bible can be forgotten or dismissed. I've learned to be creative when it comes to showing our church family the ways division impacts us and the ways the gospel calls us toward authentic unity, not just the idea of unity. One Sunday morning, during one of our race talks, I asked people to move to different sides of the room based on different labels the world uses to divide us. Whites and minorities had to stand on opposite sides of the room. Then, Democrats and Republicans. We did this exercise several times with the goal of having people see and feel and experience a real representation of the divisions that will keep happening if we don't proactively work toward unity. Afterward, we went to the scriptures to find out if the Bible really has anything to say about these divisions. The racial divisions in our nation and in our church have forced me over the last few years to look over and over again at Galatians, Romans, and Ephesians. I've studied these New Testament letters for years as a theology student, knowing how rich and robust they are. But I've recently studied them with a new perspective, because I recognized that each one directly addresses issues of division among racial groups. It is this rediscovery of the Bible's rich content addressing racial divides, along with my experiences pastoring my local church, that have given me a deep desire to want to give other believers and local churches handlebars to engage divisive issues of race. Regardless of whether you're a veteran when it comes to engaging racial divisions, or if you're new to the table, this book is for you. Through the gospel, and we walk with Christ through the gospel. This is the same concept I have applied to our heart's posture when it comes to dealing with matters of racial division. Ensuring that our heart is aligned with Christ is not a one-time item on a to-do list that we check off and move forward from. It's an ongoing work to fight to keep our heart in line with Christ. And that